Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
1 o'clock hour. Thank you, Drew. It's Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp. Nice choice of the music.
I don't even know that song.
I don't know the song, but I heard the lyric.
Yeah, I heard the lyric too.
Who sings that, Drew?
That was Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly.
Dirt okay. Cheap.
Dirt Cheap.
Well, my family. That Brian Kelly?
Different one. Oh. Different one.
No. Yes, it is.
I thought maybe he did a country album when he was at LSU to try to fit in, you know?
Yeah. LSU. It's all part of his family now.
Oh, man.
We'll get back into this Guardian series and also the stadium plan that each one of us would have if we could put forward for the Chiefs and the Royals. But the NBA draft was last night, first round. And locally, the surprise was Johnny Furphy of Kansas wasn't drafted. I don't want to really talk about the draft itself, but today is round two, and the speculation and the only bit of intrigue, in my opinion, today is whether or not Bronny James and where does he get drafted, right? Bronny James, the son of LeBron James. There was all this speculation for many weeks and months that, oh, could he go in the first round? Would the Lakers take him at 17? He didn't go in the first round, but there's still a lot of thought that the Lakers will take him later on today. But Tim Legler over at ESPN brought up a scenario, which I don't know why we're playing the audio because I think it's just hilarious, but also
it is funny.
It could be done, and just if it happened would be unbelievable. Listen to this suggestion from Tim Legler talking about the Celtics, the Lakers. They both pick within one pick of each other later on today.
Boston. So like movies, I like true crime, stuff like that. I'm just saying, 54th pick. We renewed a cold war between the Celtics and the Lakers. The Boston Celtics take Bronny James, and he sent a ransom note to the Lakers. We have your son. And we have your son. If you want him back, it's going to take Austin Reeves. It's going to take whatever you want. What do you think, Stephen A? What do you think? That's a Netflix doc.
The hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Celtics,
holding Bronny James hostage.
Oh, it'd be great. Yeah, you're right. Other teams should be what? Hey, how bad do you want your son? Did you promise LeBron already? Like basically, we already told LeBron we're drafting him. And so if somebody else drafts him, like, we have to find a way to go get him. And then if that other team has all the leverage in the world, it would be
I don't care
hilarious.
How pissed off Rich Paul is. I don't care how mad LeBron is.
Yeah, that's the only reason
why.
Come
get him.
The reason why it probably wouldn't happen is because of the relationships that exist between agents and the connection with the Lakers
and GMs and all that. They don't want to just like hold people hostage, but like,
oh,
pretty ice cold business.
It would be hilarious.
Remember for a while there when Bronny, people were like, he's going to be a top 20 pick. I'm like, they're not.
Someone bet yesterday that he'd be number one overall.
That was a bad decision.
They donated $500.
That was a bad decision, and that still makes zero sense. That's just a horrible, very bad, no good decision.
Yeah, It's an awful idea for somebody to put that kind of money on him to go in the first round. That's the only thing I'm interested in today in the draft. Like, otherwise, I really don't care about the NBA draft. But I want to see, where does he get drafted by the Lakers, and would another team be willing to draft him? Tim Legler, thank you for putting that scenario out there.
I'll be honest, I didn't realize how good France was.
Yeah,
apparently, just everyone in France is 7'2" and plays great basketball.
Yeah, someone says LeBron hasn't signed yet. He has a player option. That is also true. Mm-hmm. But still, you would have to then negotiate that still with the other. The other team would still have to be in on it as well with LeBron. Like, you can say, well, what team wouldn't want LeBron James? Yeah, but there's still some other teams already made off. There would have to be another trade probably because some other teams have already made financial implications for some other areas too.
What's your guess for, like, do you think LeBron's a Laker?
I do.
I do too. They're not as far off as like the Warriors. It makes more sense, I guess, at least to hang at that point.
Well, but now they have everybody last night told you they drafted the next JJ Redick, so, and Dalton Connect. So they're set now, you know. He drafted himself. That was the favorite topic that everybody had last night coming out of the draft. And I like the pick, Dalton Connect. The Lakers got on the
Are there similarities between their games?
Shooter. Like, they're like, oh, he drafted himself. Like, okay, let's calm down a little bit.
I still see that clip of him the other day at the press conference. I don't have a good answer for your question because I don't
give up.
Yeah, it's such a good cut. It's such a good cut. I can't get over it. Do you want to talk Florio again, or you want to talk a little
more? I don't
want
to talk about Florio. We might have to put a moratorium on that.
Oh, is this going to be Justin Ross?
He's about putting
we're cutting him off?
After today's retirement question about the 28-year-old quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, since he was wrong about Andy Reid, we might have to put a moratorium on
He brought up Patrick Mahomes' retirement today. Retirement!
Yeah.
He's 28. I think his birthday's in September. I think we've looked this up before. Yeah. I have to remember when happy birthday Patrick was. Yeah. I don't remember the exact date, dude. I just, you know, we do songs in the show sometimes.
There's another one coming up, a re-air in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, so prepare accordingly. But yes, Patrick Mahomes' birthday, at least on that. That's fine. You might be right. One more like this, and we might just have to call it. I can't take much more of it. It's getting out of control. September 17th, by the way, is Mahomes' birthday. Meanwhile, the Royals are getting ready to face a massive series. And we understand, and you had said to Vern, and I don't think it's unfair, that is, if they don't win 3 out of 4 of this, let's just stop the division talk for now.
I think
or
you
for
have to.
Good, I think is your opinion.
Yeah.
I think for now, I'm already willing to backburner it because they've got other problems I want them to solve to make sure that they maintain a viable playoff team.
I think we're wasting our time talking about the division and considering it if the Royals don't take 3 of 4 from the Guardians. You're already 9 back. Like, splitting, yeah, that's fine for the wild card picture in that conversation, but if you want to actually try to realistically talk about the division, worry about what the Guardians are doing on a given night, then you have to win the series, because on Monday, if the Royals split or they lose 3 of 4 to the Guardians and they're 10-11 back in the division, I don't want us to pay attention to what the Guardians are doing until that thing gets back down to 6 or something. This thing has to, with 6 more remaining against the Guardians after this 4-game series, you have to be within 6 or 7 of them already. I get that there's 80-plus games to go in the whole season. We're not talking about the wild card. We're talking about actually having AL Central conversations. That ends unless you win the series to me.
I understand. The Guardians have a better offense. Fairly simple. I think we knew that. The Guardians have a better bullpen. That has also been the case. Team offense-wise, they're top 5 in baseball. The Royals were hovering with that for a while. Not this month. The best bullpen ERA, the Guardians are ahead of the Royals in that factor as well. But the Royals' starting pitching is so much better than the Guardians' starting pitching. It feels like that's how you're supposed to win these series. And it's tough because you won a series because of your starting pitching in this last one, or one because of your offense. It's not why you won the series the last time. You won it because Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, and Seth Lugo dominated the Marlins lineup, and you're going to get 2 of those 3 in this upcoming lineup. You've got to take advantage where you get a few runs early, hold the lead, and then just try to strangle it out. We talked about this in the first Guardian series, and I feel like that becomes even more important. Flex your muscles. Show the thing you're better at and try to dominate or not, you know, win this series, not dominate, win this series that way. Look, it'd be cool if they dominated, like the Mets just did the Yankees. Baseball's weird. Sometimes teams just kind of run stuff.
Yeah, just because of the psyche of the fan base and everything. You take tonight, a Thursday game, with 3 to go the rest, it's such a different feeling versus the confidence level of anybody that, they lose tonight with Walk on the mound, that then Friday with Alec Marsh on the mound, even though he's been fine, that you're going to win. Like, it just... it changes the whole complexion. They win tonight. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, winning the series? That's a real possibility. You lose tonight, you think they're winning three in a row against the Guardians? You know what I mean? I don't. I think, in a weird way, tonight's the one. If you think they're winning the series, tonight, to me, is one they have to have. I just don't imagine them getting three wins.
Three in a row.
Reagan's and you'll have Reagan's later on in the series. Reagan's and Lugo.
In game three and four.
But you lose tonight, you're just rattling off three straight against the Guardians. I'm not sure. You win tonight, it gives you a cushion. You win 10 of the two of the next three. So what we shall see. I just don't want to really, I don't want to be in that position, but I don't want to waste my time next week or the week after talking about the division if this team is 11 games behind. What are we doing at that point?
No, we should be looking at what the Red Sox are doing or the Twins are doing and these teams that are ahead of them. Because right now they're tied virtually. It's technically some small weird percentage, but like if the season ended, they would be tied, so they'd have to run it off. So they're tied for the last wild card spot with the Red Sox. They're a game back of the second wild card spot. They're firmly right in the middle of that. And look, I hope they win the series, but if they go 2-2, I'll take that too. It's not like I'm going to complain if they win two out of the next four. The good news is for them, they could lose the series and they're not out of the playoff conversation. They're just out of the AL Central conversation. It'd be nice to see some. This would be a pretty good time to get right, I will say. For a month that has gone sideways on them, this would be a pretty good time to get right.
Salvage the end of the month. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, the question we're going to find out tonight is, all of a sudden, a two-out rally with Bobby Wood Jr. getting a triple. You score five innings against the Guardians yesterday. Was that a spark that carries over? Or are we going to be sitting here tonight, it's the seventh inning, they got two hits, and they're getting shut down again? Like, hopefully not. Today will give us an answer whether or not yesterday that inning actually sparked something or not. And they sure could use it against a very, very good Guardians team, one of the best teams, as we all know, in baseball. We were looking earlier, though, the latest odds for where things kind of just sit heading into today's game. The Royals plus 142 just to make the playoffs. They're 9-1 now to win the AL Central. They were a month ago about 4-1. Makes sense, right? They're not playing as good of baseball. They've fallen back. Twins suddenly are back in the mix. But I agree. You know, the weekend just changes the entire thought process to me, how we will, or at least I will, view the rest of the season. It'll become strictly a wild card watch.
How are the other teams playing? How are the other teams
turns
in the
into a bad if it turns into a bad weekend?
Yeah, I think that's probably. Look, I would argue the other side of it, Gold, but I think as Vern probably said, it's not an easy argument to make. It's not, again, it's not zero. You're pretty firm on that. You're usually it's not a 0.00% chance, but it doesn't need to be a conversation for a while. Instead, we got to focus on how do you stay ahead of the teams, like Alex Cora talked about. How do you stay ahead of the teams that are vying for the same few spots, small spots, three spots that you are fighting for? And just as long as you can do that. And look, I'll be honest. One of those spots is going to the AL East. One of them is for sure going to the AL, maybe two, but at least one is going to the AL East, because the Orioles and the Yankees are going to the postseason. And so you're down to two spots. Right now it's between you, the Twins, and the Red Sox. The Astros aren't far behind. So, you know, if you're just basing number of teams, you got a 50-50 shot, maybe a little worse depending on who else plays good for a stretch. You win this series. God, the vibe of, borderline, I can just forget about June. I got to be honest. They win three out of four, I'm just going to kind of forget about June. You're not going to be in a much better mood.
Well, but good mood, but only thing I would say at that point is, even if they swept, of course you're feeling great, but at that point, you're back where you were at before, right? 5-6 back. Like you dug yourself quite a hole, unfortunately, in the division this month.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
We know the Olympics are beginning next month in Paris, and NBC's got, you know, Snoop Dogg doing some broadcasts, which will be fun.
It looks really good.
We got some local athletes that once again are going to represent the area, represent the United States, of course, in the Olympics and Summer Olympics. I always look forward to it as well. I think it's less intriguing than it used to be. Like, ratings have shown that as well. Like, less people watch it. Maybe that changes this summer. But if you just look at the last couple of Olympics, it just hasn't been as popular. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Like, we don't have the Michael Phelps story going on. You don't have an athlete at that level going for an all-time record. Maybe that's part of it. But Al Michaels is going to be part of the coverage, kind of. NBC, and let me remind everybody, Al Michaels, thank goodness, is alive and well, okay?
Yeah. This is not a Casey Kasem situation.
They are recreating Al Michaels' voice using AI for the Olympics. Vanity Fair had an article on this. NBC approached him. They want him to do, he'll be doing daily, like, Olympic updates. The network will use an artificial clone of the broadcaster's voice to narrate its daily recaps of the summer event. Quote, it was not only close, he says, of the technology, it was almost 2% off perfect. That Al Michaels was blown away by it. He was skeptical and said, wow, this really sounds like me. Here's, by the way, what it would sound like.
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored zero, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
I hate it. I'm just going to say it. I don't like it. One, because not to make a deal about our job, but like, why are you doing this like this, Al? You think AI is going to be able to say, do you believe in miracles? You're cannibalizing yourself. Don't do this to future broadcasters.
You're mad at Al Michaels.
Some poor guy could have a job doing these Olympic recaps. Instead, it's going to be Robot Al.
It's weird because, again, fortunately, he's still around, so it's not like you just need his.
You don't
voice
need AI. He could just say it.
Yeah, and they're obviously paying him. Now, are they paying him less because he doesn't actually have to give the updates? Who knows what it may be? I don't know if it's cheaper for NBC. This is just kind of crazy. Like, there's benefits to AI, but also what you were saying, just you're going to just have some issues, I think, in the future. This is why wasn't it the actors that were striking? That was one of their big issues. They did not want to sign away their. Rights, I guess, for letting production companies use their voice
because
they were worried.
Yep.
Right? Yep. I mean, that was very, very good though.
Someone says AI could probably write and sing songs better. No chance. They don't have that creativity. Yeah.
Like it really didn't sound like him. You can tell. I wonder if I just play. Maybe I should have done that.
If you didn't say it was AI,
I think you're right. If I tell you it's AI, you can notice it.
Yeah.
But if I didn't say, like, hey, Al Michaels is going to do updates, like stuff like this, and I just played it, and I didn't tell you it was AI. I wonder if everybody would have known it was AI.
It does sound like Al Michaels. So the problem is that you can be like, yeah, that's Al Michaels. If they forced me to be listening to it, then I would have been able to tell, right? But like, why do this? It's like. The Olympics, like someone said on the text, which I think is right. The Olympics is supposed to be about like real people, real emotions. These are athletes you only hear from every 4 years, right? It's supposed to be like, it's a quintessential moment of probably these in people's entire lifetimes. And it's 4 years worth of work in order to get there to win the gold medal. I don't need Robot Al Michaels at the end of this being like, and congrats to Katie Ledecky for winning the gold. And you're like, you don't seem like you actually care about it. AI Al. I want you to like care about what the thing is you're reporting on in a number of ways. And this takes some of this, this makes it more like standard and emotionless.
At least it's not comment. At least it's not play by play.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you open the door to this, how long till I get Sunday Night Football with Robot Al? I don't want it. I'm not interested.
If you got like the 100, you take Lee Diffie's voice and it was AI Lee Diffie.
Yeah,
Sha'Carri wins the gold by 0.01. There's probably not going to be any emotion, and that's going to be really bad.
I mean, there's already been issues with AI, right? With celebrities and
Kadarius Toney, remember?
Fake photos. As I told you, I don't think people care enough about him for someone to spend their time doing
that?
AI on that. But yeah, I mean, that's always the concern. That's a concern that's out there. I think with this, he's alive still. We don't need to make AI versions of Al Michaels. That's all.
Yeah, someone's like, it'd be just like John Madden football. Or, yeah.
John Madden's no longer with us, though.
The college football game. We talked about this, though, once. I also am not a fan of the, like, stop bringing people back in, like, digital form. They'll be like, it's Al Davis, but he's a hologram. Stop it.
Yeah,
please. I do not need hologram dead guy. I don't need it. I don't need, because, like, the problem is, like, they do it with, like, Al Davis now. But, like, the longer and longer we have this technology, it's like, hey, today on the steps, we're going to watch Martin Luther King say, I have a dream, but in a hologram. I'm like, please don't. I just don't. We have video of it. I don't need hologram. I don't need that in my life. Yeah, I'll just watch the real speech for its meaning.
I mean, for something like that, if it's in a museum, I actually don't think that's a terrible thing.
In a museum.
Right? You know what I mean? Eh. Not just like randomly, but like in a
museum. Well, they were doing it randomly for sports there for a while. Yeah, they were like, if it's in Al's back from the grave.
If it's in museums and, you know, history involved museums and you're teaching and stuff like that, I think it could be very useful for something like that. I think that's a cool way to do it. But in general, yes, I'm kind of with you.
Just I don't see any reason to.
AI Al Michaels. Giving you updates on Peacock during the Olympics, or his AI version of himself.
I will say, for as long as he's been in broadcasting, I'm surprised it's him that did this, that agreed to this. You've been doing this so long.
Price is right, and you don't have to work.
It's essentially like, hey, we'll pay your normal rate for these, but you don't have to do it. But we want to clone your voice. He's like, yeah, all right, sure, sounds good.
I feel like you would have fought for yourself a little bit more. Like, no, you're not going to do this to me.
When NBC approached him with an idea to recreate his voice using AI for its coverage, Michaels had a few reservations. The voice, after all, is both his livelihood and legacy. He wondered what it would sound like. He was very skeptical of the proposal until he heard the AI for himself. He said, frankly, it was astonishing. It was amazing. It was a little bit frightening. He was left in awe, though, of the nuance, the way it captured his verbal intonations, and it was not only close, it was almost 2% off perfect. I'm thinking, whoa.
It sounded like his only reservation is, well, let me hear how it sounds. And if it sounds okay, then yeah.
That sounds like me.
Yeah,
good enough.
I think that was his only reservation. I don't know if it was some.
NBC says that.
A lot of reservations?
How much money
you agreed awfully
me
quick, Al.
NBC says there could be nearly 7 million personalized variances of that.
That's insane.
And that a team of human editors will review the content before it is released to users.
At least there's that. Make sure that what you're putting out is not.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will make sure. But this is the other thing. It's like you're paying someone to make sure that it's right. You could just pay the person to say it. You have to make sure.
It's almost like the streaming thing. Instead of paying the one bulk for the person, you're paying a bunch of different people the same amount for one job.
I think I'm with Drew. He doesn't seem all that skeptical. He agreed to it all.
His one skepticism was how does it sound?
Yeah, that does sound like me.
That was it.
I mean, I do like the sound of my own voice.
If you're in his shoes, I don't know if you're saying no either, though.
I don't
have to work, and you're paying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's not doing updates. They use the computer's doing the updates.
I will say,
for him.
It's the only way that it goes bad for him is if something comes out and somebody didn't review it properly, and something comes out and it doesn't necessarily ruin his reputation, but it makes him look bad for agreeing to do
maybe
it.
Maybe so. Maybe so, but also now that the article's out there, too, like everybody knows NBC's, like, it's AI. So now we know it definitely wasn't him that said it, if something terribly happened.
Are you worried someone's going to take the many, many, many hours of your voice and make you say horrible things?
Nobody, not famous enough. Nobody wants to do that.
You don't think anyone's going to go through the trouble?
Nobody's going to do that. Just same with Kadarius Toney. Nobody's going through the trouble to fake your voice either. You know, it's the same thing.
Fair enough. But if you got more famous, would you be worried? You know?
I mean, fast forward, as Al Michaels said at the end of the article, he said, in my next life, I'm going to have to find a new profession. That's what Al Michaels said in the article.
Because the robot overlords took the job. Cool. I don't like it, Al. I don't like it.
Ah, someone, maybe Kadarius Toney's texting in. Says, Kadarius was hacked, you effing a-hole. Hey, thanks for listening, man. Glad you're a fan of the show.
What would AI Collinsworth sound like?
I don't
somebody
think
texted in.
I don't know.
That would
he kind of sounds no, like AI now.
There's no way that AI could replicate Chris Collinsworth.
No.
There's
or
no way.
Romo.
No way.
Possible to recreate those.
All right. Up next, we will get to what's trending and an idea that was presented earlier that we need some more help on. Next.
What's trending?
All right. Let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on What's Trending, Royals begin a four-game series against the Guardians tonight.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Out at Kauffman Stadium, Michael Wacha gets the nod. 7:10 first pitch, Vern's On Deck show at 6 o'clock right here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals currently 9 back from the AL Central leading Guardians.
Obviously, it'd be nice if they start shrinking that a little bit, as you mentioned with Wacha. At least they're coming off the series win against the Marlins, which we both talked about and was a very big deal. Next up on What's Trending, Roger Espinosa will officially get a ceremony on field on Saturday after announcing his retirement from Sporting Kansas City yesterday. 14 years spent with Sporting Kansas City, got a championship here as well, so I'm sure they'll honor him highly. Coming up on Saturday, he'll actually join the drive in Carrington Harrison coming up today at, I don't know what time, but sometime after 2 p.m. I was going to say the time, and then I realized I didn't know the exact time.
That's fun. Listen to the whole show. That's
yeah,
you should be doing anyway.
All 4 hours. Problem solved.
Next up on What's Your NBA Draft is going on today. This is the new change there. I don't know if they're going to do this long term. I'm guessing two rounds, two different days. Used to all be in one night. Round two later on this afternoon after first overall pick to the Hawks last night. Zachary Ribochet and Johnny Furphy did not go in round one for Kansas. Left KU early. Probably didn't get the best advice. Now going to be a day two, round two pick. Also, Kevin McCullough could be drafted later on today as well.
Yeah, Furphy was the surprise one. He got some bad advice, seeing how he didn't end up going in the first round. But he'll get a chance to redeem himself in the league. Which certainly, there's been second-round picks who have surprised some people later down the road as well. Next up on What's Trending, don't forget, coming up on, well, July 8th through the 12th, we'll give you a chance to qualify for 610 Sports Radio's College Football Video Game Tournament. 24 listeners, 8 of us at the station, will battle for a chance of a game console of your choice, plus Kansas State and Missouri tickets. We'll qualify 24 listeners between July 8th and July 12th. The tournament itself will be July 23rd, 2 to 6. Sign up will start about 2. Games will start about 3. So make sure you're free that day if you're planning on registering to win. I've already decided I'm going with Georgia.
Yeah, just 24 spots. So
number one team.
Just 24 Woo! Spots for listeners to go up against all of us as
Should
well.
Should get you a Georgia t-shirt.
Someone called me a coward earlier for choosing the best team in the station's own tournament.
No.
Pick whoever
Sir,
you want.
I'm not good at the game. That's not fair for me to pick
whoever you want. We'll have some specific rules that we'll get ironed out before. Like, I don't think, again, you can't both be the same team. You know, if you flip a coin type of stuff on that, flip a coin on who's home and away.
Okay, I'll be Oregon, I guess.
Things like, things like that will have to get ironed out and what difficulty level. I think it's going to be on Xbox for the tournament, but that's not 100% confirmed. We'll have some more details next month, but I'm looking forward to this as we get closer and closer. July 19th, the day the game comes out, and then, as you said, a few days after that, on the 23rd, we'll have the actual tournament. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Hy-Vee Arena, I haven't been there in a long time, man. I'm actually kind of excited to see the level up that they've got their setup for esports out there.
I think I've only been there two times in the last, like, 5 years. And one was at the closing auction of Kemper Arena. And the other one was the grand opening of the Hy-Vee Arena, where they're like, hey, we've got appetizers and snacks. Yeah. That's the only two times I think I've been. Look, I'm glad that they found a way to repurpose Kemper Arena for lots of different, like, multi-sports and all that stuff. It's neat. Looking forward to trying not to get my ass kicked.
You guys take a bribe to be in the tournament. No bribes.
Hold on. I'm trying to open a bar. How big of a bribe?
No bribes to get in the tournament. You're going to have to listen. You know, you have to listen in the...
It would have to be your spot, Cody, then, in that case.
Yeah, are you willing to give up your spot on the tourney?
Depending on the price. I told you earlier, I saw a bar for sale near the stadium, and I think we should get in on it. Yeah, you said let's do a pop-up bar.
The idea that this bar has been on sale for years, it's a hole-in-the-wall bar, and it might need some serious work.
Their post said it does need work. Serious, I don't know.
$175,000. Look, we're not going to be able to raise enough money to come up with that, Cody. Plus, it's going to cost...
math on that.
Plus, it's going to cost another probably $200,000 to just get rolling. I think the only in you have, and we have...
Is we clean it?
Is we offer to help him sell the bar by promoting it. He lets us do a 1 or 2 week pop-up 610 bar, Cody and Gold bar, Club 610, C&G, whatever.
I think Club 610. That's it. That's now, he's going to have to let us... he's going to need a liquor license still. Do you think it's still up to date?
We got to contact
him. Can you apply for a temporary liquor license?
Asking the wrong guy. I do not know.
Like for an establishment.
We are still going to need, even in a pop-up setting, we are still going to need...
some heroes.
Money, but also we would need like distributors and people to help us out in a big, big way. I think this is a tall task, man.
Was in contact with... That was too strong. I realized. Friends was too strong. Was in contact with one of the general managers who handles Sazerac because they offered up that bottle of bourbon for... Pete Sweeney and I to go to Kelly's. So, I mean, you know, you never know. Maybe friendships have made.
Yeah. By the way, shout out. I'm glad you brought that up because the same individual that is going to get drinks with you and Pete at Kelly's also won the lunch with Sean Barber and I yesterday at Arthur Bryant's. Eric and his wife. Great people. Enjoyed talking to them. We had a great time. Thanks to Arthur Bryant's. And he also got the jersey yesterday, too.
Oh, nice. For my wiffle ball game tonight?
So
you guys going to watch on the YouTube stream?
I will not.
You going to get it pulled up? Drew, you going to watch the game?
I will have it pulled up.
What time is it?
The game starts at 7.
No. There's Royals baseball on this evening.
I
don't know if you heard.
Against the Guardians.
Against the Guardians. There's Royals baseball. There's other stuff going on tonight. I will not be watching you play with football this evening.
Why not? Defending champions.
I'm good. I'm gonna hard pass.
Trying to start a dynasty here.
Hard pass on that.
I got to go against Alex Gordon's squad.
Mm-hmm. Let me know how it goes tomorrow. I'm sure you will, but I don't need to watch it live.
What's the worst case scenario for me tonight? A headline from the Star that says local radio host injures Alex Gordon in wiffle ball game. That's pretty much worst case scenario, right?
That's a
I try to go for a fly ball and like knock him over.
That's a bold assessment that you think that would make a headline in a newspaper.
Worst case scenario. Have you seen some of their headlines recently?
Worst case scenario is I am watching and you do something that is
so bad. We have to talk about tomorrow.
I screen record it and send it to Gold, and then all of a sudden it turns into a much bigger deal.
Damn, that could be a problem. I didn't think about that. Last year I made the game-winning play, so I mean, I just made the final out. I didn't really make the game-winning play; I just fielded a ground ball. But we didn't win.
I feel like when you keep saying final out, as if like you struck out, you made the final out.
No,
that's what
like,
I keep hearing is you charged, made the final out.
Charged that's in. What I, oh, that's fair. Charged in on a tough grounder to third.
There it is.
Fired it over to first for the dub.
Threw your glove up in the air. And,
There's no gloves. It's wiffle ball. But yeah,
oh, correct.
Could you imagine? You're out there with a glove for wiffle ball.
They don't even let you. The rules don't.
It wouldn't even like that would actually be problematic at times. It just wouldn't work.
I think it'd be harder than catching it with your hands in a lot of ways. I'm going to guess Alex Gordon goes 5 for 5 with 5 dingers.
Probably.
It's hard to imagine he's going to do.
Probably so.
Worse than that.
Now, the bar idea, I mean, there's like a 5% chance when that only involves doing the pop-up for a week.
All right, I'll message him if you're interested in the pop-up.
Let's explore the pop-up.
Find out about his liquor license and some other things, and then you're right. We can help him sell his business.
I mean, this
prove
place,
that Club 610 could work.
Yeah. I guess that would mean we help him sell the business, and then the new owner would have to let us... He'll have to get it ready to roll and then let us use
can we have just
bar
a weekend?
For a week.
Yeah. Can we do Club 610 later, too? Please? But yeah, that guy's not going to promise us that.
Don't think so. There's a reason that bar has been sitting for sale for 3 years, 4 years.
Well, the fact that he still wants $175K.
Well,
and says
he probably owns the land on it.
The fact that he says it's still that much and it needs work. How much is he spotting you for the work
then?
That's
really not that much for... Ass business.
That's what I'm saying is that how much is he
cheap.
How much work does it need? How much is he spotting you for the work?
We don't know.
Look, for the I'll just be honest. For the Club 610 pop-up bar, it's just going to get like a sturdy clean. It's not going to, I'm not replacing flooring so we're not going to do a 1 week pop-up bar.
John Taffer's not coming in here, and getting us ready to roll. I mean, if he wants to stop on by, we can make that happen,
I'll see if maybe we can
get rescue.
Maybe Vinny will show up for the grand opening or something for the pop-up bar. Maybe we can get like a player to pop by for a minute.
Yeah, Bobby Wood Jr. Signed autographs at Whataburger. We'll get Vinny to sign autographs at Club 610. I'm sure he'll gladly just do that.
Sure, he'll sign right up.
Yeah.
Right near the stadium, just like the Whataburger, 4 minutes away.
Yeah. It's
barely out of his way.
Mm-hmm.
Not to consider it. Speaking of the Royals, before we end the show, do you want to play my song one more time now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it now. If you missed it earlier in the show, some of you texted in and said, hey, find out what Cody was doing in the studio during Fesco in the morning. And I said, there's a couple of those tweets and texts. I'm like, what's up? And so I said, I got to confront Cody about this. And Drew and I said, hey, we think you're working on a song, aren't you? And
I denied it.
And you said, no, I'm not. And then within a minute,
the lie wasn't going to work.
You flipped in 60 seconds. And so you had been working on
a song. You can never be
a
college baseball coach.
No, I'd never make it.
Yeah. So the song, and the song was not blocked by one of our listeners who has the block you from singing past.
Which is why I was trying to keep it a secret.
I think they recognized, hey, it's a big series coming up anyway, so why not get some good vibes potentially for this offense?
So, yeah, I worked on the song in secret. I was going to try to spring it on you guys so we didn't cancel it, but I did make a song for the offense. Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. I like the first line says, please don't play it again. Oh, baby, baby, you're in a slump now. I know something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, baby, the runs, they will start to go. Hit them out of sight, yeah. Show me, I know how it should be. Show me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Oh, because you're swinging miss, it's killing me. I must confess, I still believe. When you don't hit it, I lose my mind. You'll be just fine. It's please, baby, one more time.
There's more. I couldn't get that edit right. Baby,
the runs, they will start to go. Oh, pretty baby, I will never let you go. I must confess that your swing and mess, it's killing me now. Don't you know I still believe that you will be here and you will be fine. It's please, baby, one more time.
I'll make you a deal. Since True Green Thumb didn't block it,
who had the access to it and could have blocked it, since he didn't block it, if the Royals sweep the Guardians, I will reenact the Baby One More Time video,
including a wig with
pigtails.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I guess I'll have to find a schoolgirl outfit that is an appropriate size. That will be the challenge, I think, of many challenges. That'll be the challenge.
The core, every time I hear the background singer, I just laugh. Because just trying to...
High-pitched and everything.
High-pitched,
yeah.
Softly in the background, it'll make me laugh every single time.
I don't know which part the song is in.
Someone says, it's Cody Bitch. someone else says, Cody songs are funny. I get a chuckle every time. Someone says, I thought Mikel was bad. Someone says, best work. Someone says, their dog's howling. There's a lot.
It's really mixed bag. Where was that background part? That is the best part of that song.
I don't
show me. I know.
Is it around here?
It's
your song. Tell
show me.
Me
baby, this is around where it is.
I need to
it's
know
right here.
Now. Oh, because you're swinging miss. It's killing right me. And I must confess, I still believe.
That one right there.
That's great.
All right, so you just need a Guardian sweep. Problem solved.
Do it.
Yeah.
Text line per usual, split. Split.
Someone says to let Carrington sell you an outfit.
Problem solved. Get everyone involved at the station. I'm going to regret. Anytime I say something, I'll say this. The chance of the Royals getting a sweep against the Guardians went up because anytime I say something that I think, this is not a risk. Like I said, like sweeping the Guardians, that's not going to happen.
It is now.
I end up getting in trouble. Well,
I hope they win. I hope they win tonight.
So casually.
We got to set the stage. A win tonight and tomorrow, at least going into the weekend where it's a possibility. That would be something. Someone else said, instead of you guys selling the tickets to stop him in the garage sale, we should be doing a fundraiser for him to have voice lessons.
That's a great point.
Really, dude, just believe in the Royals. Just believe in the Royals.
Oh, that's a good point.
Someone says, my great uncle passed and we need a singer. What's your rate? For their wedding or for what?
Yeah, wedding? Or just what thing?
It sounds like they passed away. They need
Someone says they're emailing corporate to stop this nonsense.
Good luck. They're not going to respond to that email.
Someone else said that, I believe Josh and Bink said they've never heard someone yelling like Cody did in the recording room, which was how they caught you this morning.
That wasn't the studio I wanted to record in.
That's why we knew something was up.
I want to be back on the other side. But
someone says at the end, you should have sang it. Hit me, baby, with some RBIs. That one wouldn't have floated as well.
I don't like it.
That wouldn't have floated as well.
I wouldn't have.
Hits, please, baby, one more time. I like that better.
Someone says, well, they want you to do a George Strait song.
Which one? I don't know a lot of George Strait. I'm not saying I know zero.
Uncle loved George Strait. They want you to do a tribute song.
Tribute song for their uncle?
I think that's what they're alluding to, actually. Man. Now it makes more sense.
That does make more sense about your uncle passing away and now you wanting a song.
I thought they meant that they needed a replacement singer.
Most famous George Strait song?
I'm pulling it up.
I still owe a bar a song.
I cross my heart. Baby Blue.
I mean, that's the first one that pops up, so probably that one. He had 60 number one hits. Turns out he had a lot of popular songs. I would say that's 60 number one hits.
So as I didn't think you were allowed to sing anymore. Again, one pass was sold in the garage sale.
He didn't use it.
And it was not used today.
I don't know that I can do a twang. I don't know.
I think
that's why I've never really done any country.
Hold on a moment. Did you just say, I love this though. This is great. This is good. Cody, I don't know I can do a twang, but he's like, but I could do Britney Spears.
Someone says they want to hear me on Twitter says they want to hear me rap. That was almost exclusively what I did for a while. The first eight songs I did were rap, and now they're just all over the place.
Amarillo by Morning. A lot of people saying that's the George Strait song to do. Amarillo. All right.
I don't know.
I thought you were about to.
No, I'm not going to. I don't
know.
You
thought about it for a second.
Song. I don't know the
you
song.
You hit it and then you're like, maybe.
I don't know the song. Which one is this?
Amarillo by Morning.
Okay.
Come on, Cody.
I'll think about it.
You do need to throw in one of those lines.
Hit the baseball one more time. They want you to hit the baseball one more time.
That would have worked. That's a pretty good one. Well, I'm not really taking suggestions for lyrics at the moment, but that's fine. Now we're trying to make improvements. Okay, fine.
I feel like if we flipped it and did the voice lesson thing, I think it would make it where want to come out with the song.
I'd want to do more songs. Yeah, if I could actually professionally sing in some capacity, like somebody like
actually
a professional singer
would
help me. Sure. Why would I be against that? I can't see any way I would. I'd be against that. I don't remember any of the rap songs we did. Now I was gonna try to find a quick clip for somebody. And I don't.
Did you say you did an Eminem one?
I did. Yeah, that was. I don't remember what show that was. That was that wasn't a cover. That was just I did Eminem for The Drive because they asked me to.
Oh, the rap battle between you and Rob.
Yeah.
So it was rap, better pace, Britney sounded like country.
Okay. I will consider it if the Royals need my help again. I'd taken a hiatus from the songs.
If they need my help again.
The way that you phrased that. Okay.
June didn't go great. It felt like it was time to maybe get back in the mix. So I got back in the mix. That's all.
If the Royals come calling, I'll be ready. That's essentially what I'm offering.
Yes. Yes.
And if they sweep the Guardians, you're gonna do a full video?
Yeah.
I'm convinced you were in there. You. I thought there was gonna be a video version of this where you were really dancing to.
No, there's no video version of this one. I didn't have time to execute that. I didn't think about that. I swear to God, this is exactly how it went. Yesterday, I was waiting in the school pickup line to pick up my kids. My wife and I were waiting there together to go get the kids. And the Royals were struggling. And I was like scrolling through my phone. And somebody had joked about a song. And I was like, I don't even know what song I would do for the Royals offense. And then I thought of the line, "You're swing and miss, it's killing me." And I'm like, done, problem solved. Now I'm going to write it. And then I wrote it last night. And then I performed it this morning. And then we played it. That was it. I thought of that one line. And I'm like, I'm in. And that was when the game was like, I don't know, 1-0. The Royals won, and I was like, I'm still going to do it. Someone says corporate response before the Royals call. Someone says you should auction off a duet with Cody next year. I haven't really gotten to do a duet. Carrington was in one song unknowns to him and then offered to be in a song later known to him because he wanted to not be included the way I included him. I essentially AI Al Michaels him, except for it was his own voice, and I just used it without his permission. That's all.
Even worse.
Have you been in a song? Have you done anything in a song yet?
I was.
Oh, you danced in the video.
I wore a gold chain and a Mahomes jersey.
You were in a video.
Mm. Uh huh.
For the Run It Back rap.
That's right.
They in fact did not run it back that time. Later, though.
We'll act like that Run It Back was for that Run It Back.
Yeah. Yeah. We should have just played it again, except for I think it specifically mentions Tom Brady.
Probably so. All right, we're back at it tomorrow here on Cody and Gold at Club 610 coming up tomorrow. We'll be talking some Royals baseball. Matt McMullen from the Chiefs is going to join us for Club 610. First time in Club 610. That's always exciting.
He's been on the show before, but he's not been to the club.
Not for Club 610. Maybe he's got a bar idea for us. Maybe he can help us out with the future.
Maybe he's rich and can just fund it.
That works as
well.
Maybe
he's secretly super wealthy.
That's right. We're going to find out tomorrow. Talk to you guys then.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.